Morena e te whanau. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. This is the Māori Millionaire Podcast, where you can learn all about personal finances, investing, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. If you are new here, no mai haere mai, I'm Te Kahukura. I'm 20 years old, and I started this business at 18 years old when I was literally a broke first-year law student, and I had no clue what I was going to do to overcome my brokenness. But I knew that I needed to start. And so I took my first step, which was starting this business and then upskilling and learning about personal finances, investing. And now I go all over the country teaching people about these concepts that I've learned so that we can level up as whānau Māori and bridge this wealth gap, because it's just far too big. And that is the basis of this business, Māori Millionaire, so that we can reduce disparities in outcomes. So welcome. And I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. I've actually had to re-record this about 7 times now because I keep on messing it up, and it's because I've never had this problem before in any of the episodes I've recorded. I like make a plan, I record it in one go, and it's fine. And this time though, every single time I record it, I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't quite say this properly, or I didn't do this bit properly. And I think it's because I'm so excited for this episode and what this is, because it's just taken me such a journey to get here. And basically what today's podcast episode is about my journey with my finances and how I was a broke uni student in 2021. And now that it's 2024, I have a business, I have an online income with money coming into my bank account from literally the internet and online community. I have goals that I'm consistently working on. I have started my hauora journey in a way that I have never ever done before. I've lost over 35 kgs in the past 12 months, literally by looking after myself, which is something that I have never in my whole entire life done consistently. I have always been the person that's on crash diets who, you know, is just doing all of the things, but not consistently. And so I've totally just changed my life in the past few years. My mindset is better. My friendships are better. My relationships are better. Literally everything in my whole entire life has gotten better purely because I've worked on myself. And that's crazy, because prior to starting this journey, everything that was wrong in my life was someone else's fault. I truly believe that other people were the reason why bad things or bad experiences or I would, like, when I was living in it, I thought that it was a bad life. And that was always because of other people. It was never my own responsibility. It was never my own, I didn't have self-agency to actually look at my life and go, okay, but what am I doing to make this better? And that's a true, like, that is the biggest difference that I have seen in myself from 2021 to today, is that today I take full responsibility for everything in my life. I know that I'm capable of achieving everything that I dream of, and I know that when I achieve that, that it is fully deserving because of all of the consistent work that I've done over not only the past 3 years. Like, I've been working on this journey of life and self-development since I was a kid. So yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy today's podcast episode, because it's one that is just so close to me and my, just me in general. Like, I'm so excited to talk today, because this is something that I have wanted for my whole life. Like, since I was a kid, I grew up feeling like there were areas in my life that I wanted to improve, and I wasn't sure how, or I knew possibly the how, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. For example, when I was a teenager, all I ever wanted to do was lose weight, but I couldn't do it in a way that was, one, healthy, because there was a point in my life where, say, I lost a lot of weight in a short amount of time through an eating disorder, and that isn't sustainable and it isn't consistent, right? Whereas we go to today and I have the most healthy relationship with, I guess, my goals and myself. Like, today is the healthiest it's ever been in my whole life, where I will make mistakes in my whole order journey and I don't beat myself up. I start the next day and I'm like, okay, let's try again. Let's, you know, keep going, because my mindset now is it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the journey, and those downfalls aren't actually downfalls. They're literally part of the journey. And if you think that you deserve or you're going to achieve something incredible, do you not think that it's going to take a bit of hard work? It's not going to take a bit of falling over. It's not going to take, you know, actually consistency and giving of yourself in order to achieve something crazy. Like when you think of a baby that's trying to walk, you know, they don't just start walking one day. They try every day for a very long time, for months and months, and then eventually they start walking. But they don't just like fall down the first time and go, all right, I guess that's not for me, I guess I'm not gonna walk. That's not what they do. They keep going. And I think that is essentially how I was able to achieve what I have achieved so far, and that is what I want to talk to you all today about. And that is this concept of 1% better every day, which is something that I go on about all of the time, but I do because it's so incredibly important, and it's something that so many people overlook, including my past self. When I had heard of this concept, you know, I hadn't read Atomic Habits before, which is the book which talks about this concept. If you are wanting to learn more about it or go into more depth about it, read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's an absolutely great book, really easy to read. Anywho, growing up, I always heard people say things like, just do a little bit at a time, just one footstep in front of the other. You know, I heard this stuff. But in my head, it was too hard. It sounded too complicated, and I was just like, why? You know, I actually think you're wrong, because I think there's actually just a quick fix somewhere. And there isn't. And when I realized that, it was actually really difficult for me, because I was like, serious? Like, there's no just get-rich-quick scheme. There's no just, you know, lose weight instantly. Even when you look at weight loss surgery, right? It's not just a quick fix. And so really, truly understanding this concept of 1% better every day changed my life, okay? And so I'm going to take you back to those first few footsteps that I was taking. So I was a broke uni student. I had absolutely no money. I had no job. I had no savings, and I had rent coming up. And so my first step was getting a job. But I kept on applying for jobs, and I kept on getting rejected. And so what did I do? I kept applying for jobs, because I knew that that's how I was going to start making money. I applied for hundreds of jobs until I finally got a job tutoring maths. The problem was that I'm not actually good at maths, and maths is like really difficult to me. I failed year 11 maths, and then in year 12, I failed year 11 maths, and then I took it again in year 12, and I failed year 12 as well, and then I didn't take it in year 13. Yeah, I suck at maths, but I needed a job, and so I went down to the library and I got out intermediate and primary school maths books to reteach myself the maths things so that I could tutor these kids, because I needed a job, okay? And now lesson number one in this is it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, but if you think that you deserve anything in life, then you're going to have to actually do something to achieve that. And so many people have said like, oh, like that's crazy, like wouldn't you have just, you know, passed on the job because you couldn't do it. The thing was that I needed money, and I needed to actually make that work. And so finding solutions is step one, and having a mindset of, okay, I'm, you know, maybe a deficit here, but I can work harder in order to do X, Y, and Z. And that's what I did. I had this mindset of, I may not have everything. I may not have all the skills, and I may not have, you know, what it takes to be able to do it, but I can upskill, I can learn, I can take long nights, I can do it, and I can work hard in order to achieve it. So that was number one, getting that first maths tutoring job. Number two, whilst I was doing that maths tutoring job, I continued applying for jobs. Once I got the second job, I kept both jobs. And so I worked the maths tutoring job, and then I worked the second admin job so that I could save all of the admin job and I could use the maths tutoring job to live. And so that meant that I was saving cash, which is like one of the most, like, it just makes you feel better when you've been broke and you've finally got some savings there. And what you have to do is be able to just keep saving, because obviously things come up and eventually you have to pay bills and all of this stuff. And so being able to have cash reserves is super, like, it just makes you feel genuinely better, and it eases worry and gives you peace of mind and all of these things. So that was my first two steps, which was getting a job, pushing through even though I didn't actually have the skills required for that job, finding solutions. And then number two was getting a second job. And then from there, I started really honing in on personal finance, investing in entrepreneurship, information, things like how to invest your money so that you can grow it, things like how to start a business so that you can create another income stream, how can you scale a business, how can you get more customers, how can you gain trust. All of these different things were the things that I was studying so that I could get to that next step, which was bringing in an extra source of income that wasn't necessarily tied to trading time for money, which is lesson number one of Rich Dad Poor Dad. The rich do not trade time for money. And do you know why? Because there is a limited amount of time within a day, right? There's only 24 hours. Can you work 24 hours? No, I can't. And so you have to realize that if your money or your income is tied to hours worked, that means that you're basically never going to get ahead because you can't make more time. You can't just magically create more energy so that you can just work 24 hours a day so that you can make more money. That is not how you're going to build a sustainable amount of wealth. But what you can do is start earning money on a not hourly way. For example, by starting a business. So you can sell products or you can sell services to companies that aren't on an hourly basis, meaning that you can either find other people to help you to do those, meaning that you're spending less time but still making money. These concepts are like not as complicated as people think that they are. What we're saying is we need to find another way to make money that doesn't involve having a job, trading time for money. So that was number two, which is when I started the business, Māori Millennia. Well, and I actually didn't really understand what I was doing when I first started the business. I thought, you know, I was just starting this new thing, but that's essentially what I was doing. And that is what has enabled me to grow another source of income and to have something to consistently work towards. And the other thing that starting the business has done, which is number four, is fully rewired everything in my whole entire life, okay? Because when you start a business and when you become the CEO of a company that you've just made, like nobody has asked you to do this, nobody has promoted you to become this person in an organization, you have done this yourself. That's what I did. You have to level up. You have to learn the skills required in order to do that. And so that meant I was always studying business, and I still do. Every single day I'm watching videos about entrepreneurship and how I can level up, how I can improve myself so that I can become someone who can actually live the life of my dreams. Because if you think about your dreams and you think about what you want to achieve, do you actually have the qualities or the skills or the mindset to actually run that ship? Because so many people say things like, oh, you know, I really want to just be rich and I just want to be a millionaire and stuff. Do you actually have the mental capacity to have $1 million? Do you even know what you would need to do to look after that money, to grow that money, to make sure it lasts for the rest of your life? Chances are you probably don't, which means that you need to work on yourself so that you can actually attract that amount of money. That's something I didn't really understand at the start of this journey, but it's something that's so important. And so within those few steps of my own personal finance journey, I eventually started getting customers. I started getting people who were interested in my business. I started getting corporates or businesses that wanted to pay me to come and facilitate workshops within their companies. And these are just some of the things which have contributed to me building an online income, which is something that I had always dreamed about. But I had never actually truly believed that I could do this until now, where I'm looking at scaling this and turning this from what it is right now into something even bigger. And I'm fully 100% in a way that isn't cocky, but I believe I can do this and I believe that I have what it takes to level up. And the reason isn't because of anything to do with like me as a person, but it's about the skills of being able to push through those hard times, delay gratification, and be able to do the work required in order to achieve the dreams that you want to achieve. Because you're not going to get there without doing any mahi, right? You're just not. It just doesn't make sense. You have to be able to put in mahi to be able to get what you want in life. And so from point A of being a broke uni student with absolutely no money in this world and worrying about money all of the time, I couldn't even focus on law school because all I thought about was money and how I was going to pay rent, to now where I'm looking at scaling this even bigger to something that's even more insane. That's crazy to me, because this transformation doesn't just happen overnight, and it takes long, you know, consistency, it takes hard work, it takes being vulnerable and being able to be honest with yourself about some of the actions that you might be doing that are stopping you from achieving your dreams. Those were the hard conversations I was having with myself. Like, for example, vaping. Why was I vaping when I knew that vaping reduced my energy and it made me more tired? But I need my energy to do my work. And so that was one of the things that had to go. That was extremely hard. I struggled for a long time trying to quit, but it eventually became my reality because I worked so consistently and I tried so hard, and I did it over long periods of time, over the times when I did want to do it and the times I didn't want to do it. I did it on the days when I was tired. I did it on the days when I couldn't be bothered. And that is how we're able to achieve our goals and our dreams, by consistently showing up to a kaupapa even when you don't feel like it. That is how we achieve our dreams, by doing 1% every single day, whether you feel good or you don't. And this doesn't mean to say that we don't need breaks. We do. And I've been through that journey too, of being working so hard that I become burnt out. It was actually that first, was it the first? Yeah, it would have been the first year of starting this business actually, that I was in my second year of law at uni, and I started this business, so I was spending 20 hours a week on the business. I was also working 20 hours at a law firm, so that's already 40 hours full-time work, just what an ordinary person would do, right? And then I was also studying full-time, so that was 40 hours a week also. So that's 80 hours just on those two things. But then I would also drive back home to Tokoro, so from Hamilton to Tokoro is an hour, look after my nan for 12 hours because we nursed her, well, my whānau, my mum and my nan did her full time, and I would just help when I could. And so during that year, I literally worked 80 hours doing those things, plus 12, 14 hours caring for my nan, nursing her. And so that was like close to 100 hours a week. And I did that for the whole year. And by the end of the year, it actually kept on going. I was so burned out at the end of the year, but the following year I kept on going. I kept on trying to just keep pushing. And that following year I still did that. I managed to do it for 6 months until I fully crashed. I had to resign from my law firm job. I had to drop out of uni temporarily. I haven't decided whether I'm going to finish that or not, but totally get being burned out. But the reason I got burned out was because I wasn't actually looking after myself. All I did was work. That's it. That is not how we achieve our dreams. We have to look after ourselves. We have to look after our tinana. We have to look after our mindset. The whole te whare tapa whā, our hine ngaro, our whānau, our tinana, our wairua, all of it matters. And you can't just go on ignoring different sections of this. And that's why lots of people, you know, say, oh, but you do money stuff, so why are you posting about hauora, or why are you posting about mindset? The reason is because it's all so interrelated, and you can't just focus on money. That's what I thought when I first started this journey. I thought I could just focus on money and that money would appear. It doesn't, right? You have to take a holistic approach, which involves looking after your body, looking after your money, and all of these things affect each other. So if your health isn't right, how do you expect to make money? Unless you've already got your passive income and everything sorted. But, you know, you have to actually look after it all. And that's what I have been doing for the past few years. And that's what's definitely contributed to me being able to become who I am today. But yeah, I hope that today's episode was helpful. And if you guys have any questions, because I know it was a bit of a short one, please just drop them in the comment section below. More than happy to answer those or do a follow-up podcast episode. But this podcast was how I got from point A, which was a broke uni student, to point C today, which is building a community of 50,000 people online. I've got online income streams. I am goal-driven. I take responsibility for everything that's gone wrong in my life, and I know that I have the power to make it better. That's today's podcast episode, though, Te Whānau. I hope you guys enjoyed, and yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. Ka kite!